Okay, here we go. Welcome to RealLibertyMedia.com. It's RLMRadio.xyz. And this is What Matters, a Ponder Gander. I'm your host, Vincent Easley, the second. We're considering perspectives and connecting voices and taking a look at what's going on, particularly with the Bundy Ranch situation. And I'm going to catch up there. But today I'm going to start out with freedom of the press. And the costs are high. And a lot of end-ups. Sorry. I'd like to have an onboard edit there for end-ups. Those are my comments. And we're going to be talking about what should people do when the government won't follow the law intended to keep them in check. And let's see, all these tabs, here it is. I'm going to start over with Kelly Patterson. And also, let's see, over here, some catching up from last week. I kind of left off. And so I think I'll start with there, and we'll run it together. So journalism, and that ties in with what we're talking about. Truth, it needs defense. Be the media. I say, James Madison wrote, without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy or perhaps both. It is up to all of us to ensure that this prologue is never written and to fight the true enemy of the people, attacks on truth itself. The Founding Fathers understood the importance of journalism. Thomas Jefferson hoped for a republic governed by reason and truth, brought about by the freedom of the press. Because the press is the first that is shut up by those who fear the investigation of their actions. He reasoned it needs our protection. And I'm going to stop there and I come back. And this is from last week's Artunication. So I'm going to jump back over to the realliberty.org site. I want to talk about what happened here at a press conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kelly Patterson, I know him from Vegas. He does Cop Watch. He's been doing this for about 7 years now. He, like I, has a laminated piece of paper that has not been pre-approved by the state. What happened? Man. I meant to go find these videos on YouTube, which I'm pretty sure they are, but I believe you can see everything you need here at the Free Thought Project. I'll put it, this will all be in the blog. Now, I had been pre-building it, but it's Radio on the Run today, and so it would be built afterwards. But anyways, I'll read this. Both Lankowski and Patterson were arrested and cited on Wednesday for trespassing, as dozens of other media outlets who are accepted into the official club did the exact same thing they tried to do. If ever you were unsure of how the establishment feels about independent media, the video below should clear up any doubts. When police officers get to pick and choose who gets to ask them questions and deny people credentials and quotations for asking real questions, we have a problem. Transparency and accountability are the underpinning of a free society, and when public servants start kidnapping people for upholding these important measures, tyranny is not far behind. That's from the Free Thought Project, First Amendment Die Media, Las Vegas. But I will include it. Kelly W. Patterson on Facebook, and from friends of theirs, let's see, Sequintech, I have a video here that I'll also include. I'll embed it into the blogcast, and it shows the raw arrest footage from LVMPD headquarters earlier that day. That's on the 30th of last month, January 2019, after two reporters from Nevada Cop Block, that's NevadaCopBlock.org, and ACAB Radio, attempted to attend a press conference regarding the most recent police shooting in Las Vegas. And if I do recall correctly, that that shooting was a man with a cane from, and they shot him from 65 foot away because they feared that he was going to endanger somebody. Now, this story from the Review Journal, the Las Vegas Police Removed Member, a watchdog group from briefing, and the video there, LasVegasReviewJournal.com. The men, members of Nevada Cop Block, which described itself as an independent media group focused on police accountability, were cited for trespassing after one was handcuffed. And that was Kelly Patterson. He refused to surrender his First Amendment rights. And we're going to come back and look at some what Kelly cited there, a case ruling, and we're going to look at that also. Now, I have I submit my laminated piece of paper, my cardboard that I shrunk down to laminate and hang around my neck, press correspondent. Now, I might at this point have considered just a little bit more specifically some of these words here, but it is nonetheless does the trick. And Grimner, of course, helped with all this stuff, and we've moved it along. And then this edition here, we brought it together, my brother and I. And it says press correspondent, the person who is identified by this document as a member of Real Liberty Media News Team. The freelance bearer of this card is authorized to investigate and report on newsworthy events, incidents, and persons. And this part I added specifically. This is for identification and notification of intent. And there the RealLibertyMedia.com website, myself, Vincent Easley II. My phone number, because if you're going to represent yourself as media, I should have pulled that one. I meant to do that, Tay Wiles. My number is 501-253-5256. That's for text only. If you want to reach me by voice, call me at home, and I'm listed, Vincent Easley, the second, Clinton, Arkansas. You can also find about.me, Vincent Easley, II. First Amendment rights, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right to people, for the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. All rights expressly reserved at all times, and no rights are waived at any time. Clarified. That's a. Well, what's the difference? I don't need somebody to come along and tell me what. That I need to be approved. When I was at the courthouse, the federal courthouse in Las Vegas during the Bundy trial, I was asked, why don't I go down there to the administration or wherever it is to get me a official press pass? My paper is as good as your paper. That was a courtesy, given notification right there. we come to the merits, the First Amendment, which applies to the states through the 14th, and it prohibits prohibits laws abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. What difference may exist about interpretations of the First Amendment? There is practically universal agreement. I'm sorry, let me start that again. Whatever differences may exist about interpretations of the First Amendment, there is practically universal agreement that a major purpose of that amendment was to protect the free discussion of governmental laws. This, of course, includes discussions of candidates, structures, and forms of government, the manner in which government is operated or should be operated, and all such matters relating to political process. The Constitution specifically selected the press, which includes not only newspapers, books and magazines, but also humble leaflets and circulars. Sea Level Lovell versus City of Griffin, 303 U.S. 444 58S.Z. CT Thought 6682 LED 949, and how that to play an important role in the discussion of public affairs. Now hear that again. That all these folks here from the newspapers and books and magazines, but also this humble leafeteer, not crickets, right? Crickets eat leaves, but these leaflets that shouting from the corners with your sign around your neck, whatever, circulars. What role do they play? It is a very important role that they play in the discussion of public affairs. We turn the tables. I say we. I played one small part with many greats there in holding the media to account. Channel 8 News during January 10th at the Las Vegas police station there. I challenged them. They better not cut none of that. And they put the whole 45 minutes up because they already had clipped out Miss Carol Bundy on some of her statements. I saw how they work. Y'all a bunch of little sneaky toe-the-line folks. But we have made a difference. These little leafeteers that we are passing around, circling about. Thus the press served. Thus the press serves and was designed to serve as a powerful antidote to any abuse of power by government officials and as a constitutionally chosen means for keeping officials elected by the people responsible to all the people whom they were selected to serve. Suppression of the right of the press to praise, criticize governmental agencies, to praise or criticize governmental agencies, and to clamor and contend for or against change, which is which is all that is this editorial did. Sorry, that this is from Brandsburg versus Hayes, 408 U.S. 665, 1972. Find that on lawcornell.edu, Supreme Court text 384/214. So that was Kelly was talking about this Brandsburg versus Hayes. So I went to find that. And this is more specific to somebody with a newspaper publishing something on Election Day. And they said, you know, can't do that by state law. But here we see what really does. How it goes to the Supreme Court. And you cannot abridge the right of the press. Now, somebody's made a good point somewhere over on Facebook. If you have civil rights, then you lose your natural rights. And that is a trickery, but we exist where we're at and engage where we're at. We all have our place and role to play. So for me, I find it's a lot easier to have that little sign around my neck. And that way it is an identifier and I don't have to worry about police maybe shooting me or nothing like that. Let's let me take a ponder here. Okay, good, good, good. We're recording. Hope the volume is good, but we'll put some effects on that, I guess, when we're done there, Agram. Now let me go back down. Do I have paperwork here to go with that at this time? Yeah, that comes along. So where are we at in life? We have a choice. You always have a choice. This let me insert this one in here. This is a movie I watched the other night, and I was talking about it in chat. Man, it was very, very difficult to watch it. It was it was so real looking. The evil perpetrated, the rape, the murder, all that ensues in what people, most people call anarchy or lack of law, which longer story, right? But it is the depravities of man and the evil. I like the way it ended though. There's so much metaphor and allegory in this movie that you watch it again. But it is, like I said, it's very hard to watch. It's just gut-wrenching to see what happens in there. But it does end. It says there's good people just like you. Don't give up on the world. And that's what we're here fighting for. You know, Kelly Patterson, those other folks out there, Cop Block, all across the country, people are trying to make a difference. So look down that lonesome road before you travel on, because it's worth fighting for. And as Freddie Mercury would have said, there's a bit of nonsense in the middle. And is this real life or just fantasy? Yeah, seek that out in the middle. I have this other page that I'm not sure I'm ready to try to work on it. It really needs some more work, and this might be a good topic for tomorrow with Flash on the Sabbath day. Live unedited. Let me have a swallow of this. Okay, let me roll on down here a little bit, so I got to backtrack. And like I said, and thanks to that Grammy Mary, she says, love your press card, Vinny. Yay, yay, yay. Okay. Now, this comes, this one here, let's go ahead. I'll jump to this point. This comes from Miss Bud Fallon. She's an attorney. She's been involved with a lot of land rights issues. She was suggested, and I thought maybe she's going to get it, replace the head of the BLM, but they put that criminal back in charge over there. I can't recall his name there, but basically if you say somebody at the BLM, then you might as well just say, yeah, criminal. We'll talk some about there's a video. And thanks, Jay Grady. You are awesome. Preserving the record, keeping the history. It's called Threats, Intimidation, and Bullying by Federal Land Management Agencies. And this will be in the blog. Civil and property rights. Hold on a sec. I had a frog I was trying to catch. Had them trapped. I think I got them set loose. So, yeah, anyways, we've got what we're wanting to see here. There was a quorum. Let me start at the top. This is from October the 29th of 2013. There was a quorum present. That means something. And this is the Subcommittee on Public Land and Environmental Regulations. Entitled Threats, Intimidation, and Bullying by Federal Land Managing Agencies, dealing with civil and property rights. In a bundle, you would call them water, grazing, mineral, and access to recreation. All these are particular rights in these what are called public lands. And also discussed by Ms. Fallon was rejection of people being ruled by as subjects, and that the Bill of Rights restricts governmental power, and the system is broken, she says, and what we now have prevents people from making these grievances. The host goes on to say, talking about how abusive tactics are used to get the lands and so forth, people off the land, and what we're talking about, the water rights, grazing rights. I hear you in chat. I'll be over in just a sec. I guess I better go check, make sure everything's okay. Yes, I'm eating live frogs, live on air. Now, where was I at? Oh, in my hand. And that tap. There, okay. Back to where I'm at. So talking about these alternative tactics to get these water rights, grazing rights, people off the land altogether, and you think you're preserving the land, and they'll have you walking on a ribbon path no access to four wheelers, horseback. I've seen it. It's all across this land. To remove people is not the best way to fix things. That no matter if they're been messed up by people in the past, it's going to take people to fix them, and nature alone is not capable of doing that without maybe perhaps great amounts of time. But it would never restore, because there's always degeneration, the second law of thermodynamics. You're not going to regain order out of disorder. So in all actuality, it requires the hand of man on the land to restore it or improve it. And cattle are a tool, preventing fire by grazing. There's a lot of invasive species out in the West that have caused the whole environmental system to change, and that can never could never ever be undone without a fantastic amount of work to do that, and even then that's questionable. So talking about these alternative tactics, there's years-long campaigns on these people. You've got the kill list from Dan Love, who was the special agent in charge. Hey, it's 420 somewhere, plus one. Salud. I did have a 420 report stacked up in there, too. But perhaps not today. Back to where I was at. Yes, the years-long campaigns of abuse. Now, does the Fifth Amendment hold sway over abusive powers? I think not. We see the patterns of habit, attitudes, in discussions on policies in the West, and how they seek to, by attrition, wear them down. And financially, there's no hope of overcoming the deep pockets of the Department of Justice, and they are used. So we have the three branches of government. They're supposed to be a check on one another, and to represent the people that sent them to represent them. The individual is supposed to be protected from the majority and other individuals. The Bill of Rights does not give government power, and is supposed to protect the people against abuse. Now, this power is wielded as a dictatorial bureaucracy by color of their office, and that's what we have today about us. We have, let's see, I got this one. Let's move this one. Let's go to this. No, I'm going to skip that one. This will be a video on YouTube. This is Roger Stone after a court appearance. It was on the Daily Caller, so the War Room. Talking about the FBI raid and CNN on the spot at 5:50 a.m. Roger Stone reports, pounding at the door. FBI, open the door. Boom, boom, boom. FBI, open the door. Roger Stone in his T-shirt. I did nothing wrong. Roger Stone T-shirt and shorts opens the door to his strike team. His wife was removed also from the house. I'll be back to find that video there that relates to this, at of removing people, because they're there with a search warrant, and that search warrant was to prevent the destruction of evidence. That's why they say they didn't just call them in. So Stone says there were four general charges. He gave two: an impending impeding an investigation and false statements. So they seized his electronics, and he was released on a $250,000 surety bond. Now, he also talked about these people on the investigation team. It's Mueller. I think her name was Jeannie Rea. She was a big up there in Clinton's lawyer team. There's other folks here involved that are all... They look like, Hillary's hand-picked team going after them. Let's see here. What I got this? Back to history. Here's another one that I didn't review. I listened to, but This is from Fox News. Graham calls Senator Graham from South Carolina, Senator Lindsey Graham, calls out the FBI and demands answers on Roger Stone raid. Let's see, where is that other video? The one that I lost my place. I have to go back to the top and see if it's up there for going back down. Should be at the top. Or I probably already got it. Yeah, I hit. Okay, so yeah, the J. Grady, you got that one. That'll be included for the last part of that. And then here's another one. This is from a conservative citizen video. Joe DeGenova discusses Roger Stone indictment. So this guy used to, he's a lawyer, I think. All these people are lawyers. Let that be a figure. I don't think Roger Stone by any means has clean hands. He's a, you know, he lays in bed with politicians. Let's see. I may just look over here before I go too far. That's Graham.
Life here now. He kept his promises on judges, taxes, regulations,
yeah,
energy.
That was the Graham calls out FBI. And again, that is from Fox News, published on January 30, 2019. Find that on YouTube. Here's Roger Stone reveals all after court appearance, and that is from the Daily Caller, published on January 29th, 2019. And you can listen to all that there. All right, so that one's done. This one's done. Put that there. Now, let's see, I'm going to have to go back over to realliberty.org. And let me open another one, Real Liberty, so I leave my other place. Self in place there. Big shout out to Sound Minds for doing this. I happened upon it, and I was like, wow, that's pretty great. And I'll have to scroll here just a little bit. I posted stuff. I got up, went to bed early last night, got up early this morning to at least have a head start on this radio on the run. And I'm scrolling. There's some a couple of other ones there that I'll. Here we go. Before I get too far away, this is. Let me open up. What rights do you have to stop cops from entering? I think all I really have to do here is just. I'll add this in the blog. But what rights do you have to stop cops from entering your house? Now, there's three ways that they can do that. That's either with warrant, by consent, or exigency. Exigency. There you go. And that is meaning if there's an emergency, imminent, a crime, they're in pursuit. Also, they can enter your house if it's somebody's on probation or parole. There's a lot of ways. So what they had with Roger Stone, then, of course, was a warrant. And in this video, it talks about the fact that why they take everybody out of the house. So that way, nobody, if they're there for evidence, that way nobody has the possibility of destroying evidence. This is what, how they justify pulling out his wife. So here this is from Sound Minds. Thank you, Vince, for the info needed to create this content. And he did a fantastic job. And this is on YouTube. Judge reports LaVoy shot 9 times and pleads for... that didn't shut down. All right, let me stop this. Now, this is Judge Grady, what was his name? Common grand jury. This whole business that got Bruce Doucette the rest of his life in prison. Very dangerous stuff that these people are doing, filing liens and trying to hold account, these people in office, but it backfired, and they're getting charged with the crime. Accuse the accuser, you know. Well, I really don't realize how much stuff I share at times, but some of these works that Ben's done here at Sound Minds is pretty amazing. And the amount of links that he had in there that using off the my broadcast here that he's been producing here. So we're going to try this differently this time. I'm doing the audio only on my end, and then I'll have all the links, and we'll pitch it back at him and let him take his art. So this is Judge Grasky. What is his name? let me go fetch that information. I'll tell you what I'll do. And his name is, oops, hold still. Let me get back up there. Get up here and quit jumping around. Gary Darby, that's it. Judge Darby. And he's up there in Oregon. But anyways, he's around during the Oregon occupation up there, and Sugar Pine Mine and all that stuff. Bruce Doucette also. But like I said, these people have run themselves into a bad position. Now, okay, we've covered this part here. Don't need that. I might as well start closing tabs when I'm done with that. Let's get that out of the way. You know what? No, let me. I'll save that. I'll go back over to that part. And there is. Let me close these out here. Let's see where we're at now. All right. Yeah, okay, so that video there, that medley, is what Sound Minds has done. He put this audio from Judge Darby and his call to, and a request for action. And this is, this was right at the time of Lavoie Finicum's murder. Now, let's see, I remember where that is. So, he spoke with, okay, there's a Major Bomars, who he got to speak with, and Major Bomars said there's always a plan. He said it a little later on. So, he said it forwarded up through the federal side and to the general deputy director state side, and the federal government is lead, and it's in their hands. He spoke of the Title 32 forces, and that's been it's been amended since the Homeland Security all that took place. And talking about contingency plans, because Darby's calling for the arrest of people impersonating, calling mercenaries. What was that one movie I've seen? It had the very same scenario. As mercenaries coming in to play the role of the FBI. So we see that possibility. And there was a UN free zone in John Day County where they were headed for their meeting that day in Oregon in 2016. And they were prevented from getting there. And so there's good possibility that these war powers are using. It's not hard to figure that they're going to use private contractors. I mean, they use private contractors for prisons, so, you know, that's no far leap. Now, I'll have to, this is a long, I'm not going to say this out, I'll have to just include it where it is in the Unity for Command for Homeland Security from 1992, and then again 2006 we see an update. It's Title 32, Title 10, or a combination. So again, from Judge Garvey speaking with Major Bomar, and back in 2016 during the terrible trials that happened then. So the adjunct general is, so they're going to try to forward that up through. All right, I'm almost to there. If I got all this covered here, let me look at these pages. Yes, that's Mama Bear. I was supposed to get with her and try to get some radio together with her and Chuckle Chili. That didn't come together, so my fault. It is my fault. This one, mine. Okay, that's done. That's done. That's done. Remember, you always have a choice, and that page is kicked back for right now. That means Let me just scroll just a little bit before I go back to where I think I'm supposed to be going. Yeah, here we go. I think it fell right into place, so I don't have to jump back to the other tag. Actually, on, because I have an extra heading to go that. What? Come here just a minute, real quick. Guess I got to scroll for a little bit. There it is. Being above the law is a great advantage when breaking the law. Thank you, Flash. I used that. So what should people do when the government won't follow the law intended to keep them in check against abuse? So I spoke with Ammon Bundy last week on the 24th, and coincidentally, in numbers, at 24 minutes in on the Liberty Effect with Ammon Bundy, and it's over on SoundCloud. And airs every Thursday on Loving Liberty. Yeah. Oh, that will also be included into the link. So, yeah, SoundCloud.com, The Joe Carey Show is still the titling. And I'll get to the a little bit of what I had to say. And it goes back into where we started about the cardboard sign. Right, Goober, I showed up with a cardboard sign. Give me a minute for a swallow of water, please. Thank you. Hey, and if you ever want to call in, it's to the Loving Liberty radio show, 801-331-8113. Brian Hyde. And he produces Ryan's show for him. And I have some notes here for some of his shows. I'll bypass that. What do people do when the government won't follow the law? Ammon Bundy asked. He talks about what went on. He says, Navarro was not our friend. That's Judge Gloria Navarro. And there was too much for her to be able to continue the charade any longer. And she had to cut ties when she dismissed with prejudice the charges against the Bundy et al. Tiers 1 and 2 and 3, or Tiers 1 and 3, I'm sorry, Tier 2 started, and people were convicted and are in prison for the same thing these were kicked out on. Now, they're trying to, they're filing to bring that back. That's where I need to go right back over here for some clarification. Where is it at? Which one of these? This one? Yeah. So, on this appeal to retry, we get that the Solicitor General has approved the appeal to be filed and not, and not the actual retrial. All right, somebody holler. Let me see. Oh, that wasn't a call-in. That was, Chloe, that's the call-in number to Loving Liberty. And, yeah, we could get you in right here on this call. You're welcome to call in. All right. Now, back we're here. Yep. Okay, so the Solicitor General approved the appeal to be filed, not a retrial as of yet. Thank you, Dee. Now, Gary Hunt, he says the Solicitor General only approved for Stephen Myrie to file an appeal. Man, this kind of gets confusing here. Myrie's off the case. So the new AUSA is White, acting U.S. attorney, AUSA. So he says that Myrie was approved to file an appeal, and he hasn't filed yet. This is 2 days ago. And he says then that the Ninth Circuit has to decide whether to hear the appeal or not. He goes on to say patience is required. There are a couple of more steps before a judgment can be made, and you can be sure that he says that he will be writing about it with access to the documents. And yeah, Freedom's Outpost, Gary Hunt. Steve Knowles, a friend of mine, they seem to have a little spat here about exactly what. He says that Stephen Myrie is not handling the appeal. The lady that was appointed, that's White, I forget her first name, Miss White, the new AUSA, and that was appointed acting district U.S. attorney, is handling the appeal and working on the brief for the appeal. He says he believes it is being done for the same reasons that Roger Stone was arrested the way he was. Let's see. He also thinks that the evidence of government and prosecutorial malfeasance that was sealed from public view and not allowed on the record, the government has way more to lose than any defendants in that trial. See, now, where I'd have contention with that is they'll go back in with the same, they'd start again and have the same powers of what's allowed. And again, what I was saying earlier, what Ammon Bundy said, he who asked the question first wins. And especially when you can determine what may or may not be asked or even said, where is the truth in that? It's a win at all costs, and that's the scenario we see every time. It's not a majority. I've got to say every time. How often is it really that the prosecutor seeks justice over conviction? So he says all those pages of evidence, both the Wooten letters and the testimony that would now be required to be allowed into the courtroom is going to be on the record and usable in other legal actions as evidence as well. And again, I don't think that they'll ever allow any of that. They're posturing to bring this back to bear on the Bundys and those that stood with them. And if they can do that, then all these unindicted co-conspirators and myself possibly being one, you know, they'll come one or 10 or 20 at a time, and you know, that's what we're looking at. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to stand up when, you know, people are saying, is it time to revolt? Well, we're in a revolt now. This is a revolt. It's a serious business. You say, I don't care about the Bundys. It's not about the Bundys. I action for the Bundys. I champion for them, and it's my cause. I've been a part of it since the beginning. Well, in a way, I go back in my history. Goes back in, you know, in school days and playing football against those boys up there in Bunkerville and Mesquite, and riding that country horseback with three-wheeling, hunting, fishing, all that. That area, you know, so yeah, my history does go back. I was there in 2014 and went back for the trial in 2017, carried over into 2018. Went to Salt Lake City to listen to Carol Bundy and Jeanette Finicum speak. To Denver for Bruce Doucette's trial, to Lompoc, California for Hellboy's Ride with Dwayne Eamer. Lots of other things. This is something that needs to be done and by everybody. Ammon asks, what do you do? Well, when I called in, I says, well, hey, Hawk, Gooberzilla in chat. I wonder if you're there. I brought a sign. A simple one at first, just a white sign that said media on it. But I've since decided that we're the press and the media is the mainstream and those are the liars. So we press for the truth. We press on. That's what we're doing. Ammon says, what are we to do? First of all, anybody responding to this question and bordering on the words that can be taken and used against you, I forewarn you to guard your words. Don't let them be used against you. People are in prison for words they've said. One guy's in life without parole in California. He's been in for 21 years, I guess since he was 20 or something like that. Lone Star 1776 here. I've seen his post on Facebook about that guy. I didn't look any closer, but yeah, just for words, you can be locked away forever. Conspiracy. That's usually comes with federal charges. Conspiracy is always part of it, and that's where they get it. Words. What you say you might do or would do, or yeah. So I caution you. Can't caution you enough. Guard your words. What do people do when the government won't follow the law? What are they to do? You know, we see how grossly shocking and happening is happening in courts all the time. The prosecution won't allow certain evidence before the jury. The FBI was involved in the case there, and that was denied in the Nevada trial. Gloria Navarro found a universal sense of justice had been violated. And there was flagrant misconduct and substantial prejudice and a win at all cost. And that's what we've found in that, and in public records from Judge Navarro. They willfully failed to disclose evidence. And these all, again, from Judge Navarro's statements. Appointed U.S. attorney showed bad faith and for withholding evidence. They started with this 1,000 pages, Brady and Giglio violations, and did not meet its responsibility, not of the state prosecution and so forth. And none have been charged for their crimes. They get away with it. They do it time and time again. There's no accountability. I spoke to this earlier broadcast. What is this? I ran into a little extra there. That's not for this. Yeah. Almost ran over into that. And these I covered before, so that's done there. We could go on here further in this feed, but they're working out who's going to be the hog. I'm not going to say it like that. Who's going to be in control? All right, let's run back over, run down. So going for an hour today. And we'll see if we can't do a little finer articulation. All right, so there I'm past that. Let me get it back over here. This was that, let me open this. This was that thing I was talking about. Wait a minute. Yeah, the Unity of Command for Homeland Security. So, you know, that'll go into the blog. There's a lot to read between the lines there. So here we are to the, let me go see how much I've got over here that's from last week. I think I've covered this. I think I'll just come and bring this all back together for next week. So it can be a little more cartoon. But here we had in 2012... Oregon ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond were convicted of felony arson and sentenced to 5 years imprisonment under the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. These came along after the 93 World Trade Center bombing, I believe it was. I'm thinking. But anyways, you know, they incrementally assailed the civil rights of Americans. So this conviction was the result of two routine backburn fires started on the private property, spreading to small parcels in adjacent federal land on July the 10th of 2018. President Trump signed an executive grant of clemency for both men. However, the initial conviction resulted in the loss of the Hammond Ranch's BLM grazing rights. And today, that was 3 days ago, the Department of Interior notified the Hammonds that their grazing rights had been restored. That's from Readout News. Thanks, Sherry. You're awesome. It's about time, Chuck Stillman says. Here was that 420 report. California proposes slashing pot taxes to help regulate the industry. Against the black prices of the black market. Hey, guess what? Oh, that's not it. We've got to go further for that. I thought that was the... Because this is the first day of our drive, our annual fundraiser. Not fundraiser, but, hey, we are scraping by over here, so if we had a fundraiser, we'd use it for certain and make it last as long as we can. Come on over, and I'll grab you the link. We'll include it in the blogcaster, and I'll bring it back to chat here in a minute. And, yeah, chip in. We've got server fees, and it ain't much. It ain't much, and we've already got a head start. I think I was the first donator today, early this morning, or the official day. But we've got some fine folks that that keep it going. Now, did I have that in comment? Because, let me go back up. Leah, is that, yeah, Leah Satilli, she had response. I didn't have it in there. Okay, that was that. I don't have it in there. Leah Satilli said that they'd set a lot of fires, and she has a long list, so I'll try to find that for the blog also. You know, and considering perspectives, we're going to take a look at what she has to say. She has definitely an agenda, and she manipulates and slants her words. She's a professional writer. So then people that have this same ideology and agenda, sure, they follow it right along. Here's a lingering occupation that is behind the documentary of the Malheur standoff. Filmmakers Richard Wilhelm and Sue Arbuthnot discussed their new documentary. Find that at refugefilm.net. I haven't checked it out yet. I intend to. So here I am. Looks like back to last week. There's the threats, intimidation, and bullying. So I believe I'm done here. Let's go address there it is. Thank you, barman. I'm going to like that right there. A ponder gander, considering perspectives. Alright, so let's kill this tab. And to me, is this a notification? Let me just click it again to make sure. And scroll down. Let me go talk to this gal here. I think I already said a little bit of something about it, but I think I might have been before we came to air. Scrolling down. Hey, Jeff Banna. Good to meet you out there, Ben. Retweeting. I think we're getting close. Where are you? Where are you? There you are, Miss Tara Stomp. Oh, circle light. Didn't write that. And you didn't say if I could read your thing or not. You wouldn't get mad. Okay, so Tara Stomp says, and I'll have to click on where I read this. First of all, okay, she says, let's go back up here. Department of Justice, I say, which has sadly become known as the Department of Injustice, and which I'm not really saying, but paraphrasing somebody, is circling the wagons, and that's what CTW stands for when you see me put that instead of WTC or WTF or WTH, CTW. It's WTC backwards, CTW, circle the wagons, to cover the dishonest and unethical tracks of Stephen, and misspelled the name, I copied it, Myrie. Thank you, Skyree, for correcting me. Yeah, and Dan Sheese. So it's my Myrie, Daniel Sheese, and other prosecutors. That would be that Nadia Ahmed. Oh, God. It's like a Backstreet movie, made in Vegas movie, I'm telling you. Yeah, prosecutors, and that's who they are supposed to be for the District of Nevada. So they are the federal cops subjoining suborning perjury, demanding a new case. And so Ms. Tara comes along, says, Clavin is stealing and lied to his supporters. Why are you okay with that? Stealing what and what lies? Stealing from the people by running his cows without paying his fair share, and the claiming the land is his. Those lies and thefts. Well, we talked about that earlier, right, about those properties that are owned. Look at some of these papers over here. I know it is. Yeah. Right over there. We already read that. Yeah, water, grazing, mineral rights, access to the land. So, yeah, that lot, those license theft. So I say, first of all, what's his fair share? Secondly, Cliven exercises the use of his property, water, grazing, and access to them. She says it's grazing fees, like everyone else, that he hasn't paid in 30 years, almost 30 years, Tara. And he runs his cattle everywhere, not on his 160 acres that he owns. All he owns, she says. Well, let's go on up. No, let's drop out of that. I keep telling her wrong. Then she finally comes along. Let me just skip on up her to the top. Can you prove it, she says. Melon Farm is a title. I remember that later on after that. Yeah, the Melon Farm is a title. So what's wrong with that? Protects the government from stealing their property, as Mormons are family folks. So they're definitely, it's going to stay in the family and go down. But, you know, the government will tax you to death, tax you in death, tax you in life, take it all. That's what they're out there. So can I prove it? Well, I don't have to prove. Cliven Bundy had been running cattle. He had a contract. So he obviously had his cattle there, and then he says, I'm not signing contract with BLM anymore because they're here to run me out of business. No, 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 thank you, please. So whoever asked the question first wins. Ah, you backed me up into that, but I unanswer your question for you then. You prove it. So what if it's a Melon Farm in trust? But he does own those, and that's been uncontested. Now they're trying to steal it from him, and that's the whole issue, and that which we are against, and it does matter, believe you me, what's going on with the Bundys, because they're not the first, they're not going to be the last, and pretty soon they'll get the West tamed, and then they'll be coming for me and you back here in our safe little places back east or up in the hills and up north. There's no place to hide. We're in a war, we're in an occupation. These people have privilege and they're abusing it, and time to stand up and revolt, be revolted. I'm revolted. Have you revolted? Guard your words, remember that, for sure. All right, well, you know what? I think I've killed this old boy here, or old gal here, Tara Stomp. She got stomped. Now you prove it. And I still have an unanswered query from Don Quixote, and that's way down there. I'll have to find it. Still have that to address. Anyways, I think we'll call this good. And let me go over here and just put a stop to the whole ordeal right now. Thanks for listening. Hey, this Freaker's Friday. Grammy, I think, will be along tonight at 6 o'clock. That's Central Time. 7 Eastern. At 11 Eastern, we've got the Freakers Ball, y'all, Moose, Girl, and Grimner. And tomorrow, I'm going to be joining Slasheroo on the Dork Table. And that is at, I always mix up Tuesdays and Saturdays. It's at noon. It's at noon Central or noon Eastern. And Grimner comes along. We play some trivia on Sundays over here at the Real Liberty Media channel. Jump in and join along, listen to some blues with Grimner, and start about 11, my time, Central. End of 3 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard at noon o'clock, out on the left coast. Hal Anthony comes from behind the woodshed for the notice in the news. Tips on avoiding being run down and run over in this occupation. Monday, we got Grim Leftovers. Come on along and sip it up with us. And Tuesdays we got Flash again in a perfect world, and I'll be along then as well. And back to Wednesday is Grammy at 6 Central. Thursday we got 7 o'clock, I believe that's Eastern, Flasheroo again, 20% off, such a deal. Oh yeah, call me Gum. Appreciate y'all listening, and I'll see you over there in the chat channel, and see you next time.